It's 7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, the 16th of May. It was Busted, by the way, year 3000. And in the studio with me right now from Tops at Lifestyle, as is per regular on a Thursday afternoon at this time, it's Eamon Darling, back from leave.
Yes, Dave, it's good to be back.
And looking every inch like the man that has been on holiday and rested and recovered. That's good. With you, JP Swanepoel from Pernod and Ricard, representing today not a wine of the week, but indeed
a rum.
A rum of the year, probably.
Of the year.
Just look going through the website. I mean, this rum comes from an industrial park around the corner where they mix it up with, you know, all sorts of lovely things. But it comes from Barbados, the kind of home of good rum. So welcome, JP. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about Bumbu. What a nice name. It's kind of almost a Zulu sound.
Zulu sound, yes.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're doing a little bit of a tasting of Bumbu rum today.
Oh, it's Bumbu, not Bumbu.
Yeah, Bumbu.
Maybe if I was you, I'd call it Bumbu. Just somewhat because, you know. I don't know why.
Yeah. Trust me. I do a lot of name corrections and everything. But yeah, Bumbu is the name. So it's created by a company called Sovereign Brands, which has started a couple of big brands as we know it, like Douce Cognac, as well as Ace of Spades. And we are firm believers that we build brands all the way from scratch. And one of our new brands, well, it's been in the market about for 3-4 years right now, and has taken the world by absolute storm global. It's now the number one premium rum in the world, and it's now also the number one premium rum in South Africa. So the word Bumbu from Barbados, it's a mixture between a blend between herbs and spices, so that's where the word Bumbu comes from. So our original one, Bumbu Original, comes from Barbados, and then we're also doing our tasting, the Exo, which comes from Panama. So all of those great regions where some of the finest rums are made.
You're talking about herbs and spices in rum?
Yes.
Now the guys from Boxburg are confused. The only herbs and spices they put in their rum is Coca-Cola. That's it.
Yeah, so hopefully I can tell the consumers from Boxburg a little bit more about these herbs and spices. So with our brand Bumbu Original, so we've got two SKUs, the Original and the Exo. The Original is a lot more sweet, a lot more coffee to it, caramel flavors, banana flavors, super sweet. Well, not too crazy sweet. And then we've got our Exo version that's a 43% alcohol, so a lot more spice to it. So
are these rums designed to be enjoyed neat or on the rocks or with a mixer?
Yeah, so if you look at about South African, we went through the whole gin trend as well. So it was seen as for the viewers, as an old ladies drink as well, and then it all got spiked up and everything. And this is a little bit more to educate people on the quality of rum and how to enjoy it as well. So with Bumbu Original, it's not a specific way that we want to tell consumers really this is the way that you need to enjoy it. It's what works for you the best. And what is, if you taste Bumbu like we'll do right now, is that Bumbu Original can be enjoyed on the rocks. It's very, very easy, very subtle to drink. You can mix it with one of my favorite classics is some pineapple juice. Very, very great. That tropical flavors are coming through. And then we've got the ginger ale that can also be added. Take some lime, squeeze it all over. Super great on a summer's day. And in France, we sell about 70,000 cases a year in France. And the people are consuming it as shooters, Bumbu Original. So very strange how the people consume it. So up to you. But if you do take it to the consumers, for the people there in Boxburg, nice and cold, freezing, and very, very great to drink.
Great for winter.
Okay, well, there we go. So it's an interesting development that's been taking place, because definitely there has been an emergence of late of the we know about the gin trend, and it's been there for a long time, and it's still very strong.
Yes.
But there has been an emergence lately of rum as a kind of artisanal, handcrafted small batch option as well.
Yes.
Adding all sorts of different varieties to the palate.
Yes.
And, well, we're going to now take a little musical breather while JP and Eamon splash a little, I was going to call it Bumbu, but then I'm correcting myself, Bumbu rum.
So Dave, just a quick one, I'm pouring doubles, no singles today, hey?
Hey, there's a man after my own heart. Don't like to waste time. No,
you're
we don't.
On a mission.
We'll be back on the other side with a little, I'll give it to you from the heart. What does it taste like? Here's Vic Reeves and the Wonder Stuff. Vic Reeve and the Wonder Stuff, a tune called Dizzy. That's kind of where we are right now. We've been at the rum.
Johnny Depp.
But not really, because this a Bamboo original, surprisingly, let's call a spade. Rum, generally speaking, and I'm not being sexist at all when I say it's considered to be a man's drink. You know, in the sense that it is yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and all those pirates and, you know, that sort of thing. And of course, it's become more mainstream as rums have become more refined and entered the market in various guises. This is what I would consider to be the kind of introduction to the new rum aficionado, or possibly the market that prefers the sweeter drink.
Yes,
a little bit of an added touch you could add liberally to this. I think your pineapple juice would go splendidly with this one.
Definitely.
You can drink it neat. We've just done that. And it certainly didn't take my breath away at all. It didn't knock me over, which is a pity, because I'd like to be knocked over.
We still got another bottle to go.
But it's a lovely, smooth, sipping, intriguing. You mentioned all of those tastes and flavors which are absolutely there.
Yeah,
it's almost in a sense of like wine in the kind of almost nuanced flavor profile that builds as you taste it and as you drink it. And I would imagine that the bottle is gorgeous. It has a kind of, is that a crossbones on the
yeah, that's an X right there. So it's
X back, marks the spot. Hey,
X marks the spot. Hey,
it's a real party.
But I mean, it's a beautiful bottle, and it's got a cork in it, and it's a quality product, wonderful gift, and at price point. Did I hear you talking around the 600 plus mark?
620, 699.
6.20, 6.99. There's quite a difference between 6.99 and 6.20.
6.20. We rounded off to 6.20 a bottle, Dave.
Yes.
Plus, we were a promotion at the moment with that. You're going to get a free six-pack of Schweppes ginger ale.
Oh, okay, so there that's with the original.
Yes.
Because I would imagine ginger ale goes really well with that drink.
Super, super nice.
I would suggest, however, that it goes with ice as well. Because
ice, and then buy some lime, squeeze it over that drink. Super, super nice, especially
you've
for
got
today.
Then you've got a party in a bottle, but it's a classy, sophisticated party.
It is, this is definitely.
So another thing from us is we look at categories in the liquor industry, and that's for sovereign brands, is we look at the category that's almost been seen a little bit dull, that needs some innovation. So we've contracted with one of the biggest celebrities in the world called Rick Ross and Lil Wayne. I'm sure the consumers are fully aware of it, very embedded into the hip-hop style as well. So we're taking this rum brand and giving that little bit of that hip-hop sensation as well. So very, very cool. So again, we try to be different, we try to just disrupt the market. That's our strategy in terms of Sovereign Brands brand building style.
Well, just looking at the bottles, there is disruption on the studio desk straight away. They're very cool. The original is in a clear bottle, clear glass, slightly maybe a bluish glass, but it is beautiful. It looks like a vintage, you might have found it in a treasure hunt somewhere. But then comes the XO?
Yeah, the XO. So the Bumbu original is aged up to 15 years, and then the XO is aged up to 18 years. Now, what's very, very interesting, so it's not like a traditional where you go from a whiskey to a 12-year, 15-year, 18-year. Mm. It's two different countries. One is from Barbados, one is from Panama. Bumbu original is 35% ABV, so a lot more easier to drink. So for the good whiskey connoisseurs or the rum connoisseurs that's out there, the XO would be the perfect one for them. So a little bit more spice to it, a little bit more coffee flavor to it. Very, very nice. So if you're a rum lover, this is going to be the one for you.
JP, there's a glass. It's waiting for a splash. We're doing this live. There's no musical interlude, nothing. We're not priming each other for the thing. This is as live as it gets. We've heard about it. This is the XO, which in cognac terms is what?
Extra old.
Extra old. Is that the same with rum?
Yes, exactly.
So we've got the extra old. Normally with a cognac, you'd have to condition the palate and the gums and the tongue and the mouth generally.
The teeth, everything. Nose is
different. Now this is something else. This straight away, I got a hint of a very, very smooth cigar. I don't know whether that's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But for me, that is straight away into the Premier League.
Yes.
Beautiful. Oy, oy, oy.
Very rounded.
Oh,
very
man. Yeah. I mean, it just tastes like a leather upholstery in the Range Rover. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Exactly. So you talked about cigar as well. So if you ever take your cigar, dip it like a slight dip into your rum and everything, and then just light it. It's super, super nice.
Wow, this is... I've got to tell you, that has got to be probably the nicest rum I have tasted. And that's saying something, because I've tasted it.
Yeah, I love it.
No, it's extraordinary. It really is. It's super smooth, but it has that richness, that depth of quality that just says it all, like you've arrived.
Yes.
So if you're trying to pretend, just buy a bottle and sit on the pavement. You've arrived. It's really super.
Yeah. Put a pirate's hat on and sit in the up on top of the sail there on Lifestyle.
Wow. Yeah. Under those beautiful Dubai sails. Yeah. But now, presumably, this is a different price point again.
Yes. So $7.99.
Okay. But so not. I mean, it's not for free.
Yes.
But when you consider what you're getting,
yeah,
it's a really exciting. What a beautiful gift for Father's Day is coming along soon.
Yes.
In the next couple of months. Yeah. So start saving now. Wow, what a wonderful gift.
For being an 18-year-old,
yes,
basically as well, it's very well-rounded, very soft. I'm not a big rum drinker. I do taste.
Yes.
But I thought this was probably one of the best I've tried so far.
Oh, hands down. It's really surprising. Now, you know what? Coming off the original, which I thought was possibly... It's a lovely drink.
Yes.
But, you know, we're talking rum here. Let's face it. That, for me, wouldn't be... I wouldn't consider that to be a hardcore rum. It's an interesting rum flavor with all the additional bells and whistles, perfect for the right market.
Yes.
But when it comes to a real rum of the finest order, the black bottle with the cross, I mean, that is just iconic, man. You know, you say it's a cross. It is a cross. It could be crossbones.
Yeah.
You know, it's that sort of really classy pirate stuff.
I love it.
Exactly. So the reason why we developed the original is because we're trying to invite consumers to taste rum as well. So not having that bad stigma to it and everything, and it's a good introduction. You even said it, men can drink it, ladies can drink it. And it's super, super nice. And it's a bartender's and a mixologist's dream because it's got so many flavors, so many varieties and everything. So you can play it in so many different cocktails and daiquiris and everything as well. So if you ever get the chance and you know how to make a whiskey sours, Bamboo Original, double shot, make a, but just I call it a Bamboo Sours.
Wow.
It is divine.
Well, it's an absolute winner. New to me, I'm sure possibly new to you as well. Bamboo, it's an interesting name. You
You got it right.
I was correcting myself because I thought it can't be true, but it is.
That echo shot helped you, eh?
And, I mean, look, it's a name you can conjure with for sure. You won't forget it. That's also true.
Yes.
And it's available at Tops at Lifestyle right now. The price point, well, we've talked about it, $620 for the original and about
$800 for the...
800. XO. Let's go up. Let's go. Let's
round it up to 800.
I'm saying going down, $799. Eh?
That's worth it. Yeah. You know, look, let's face it. We're not going to be selling this too much to the Oaks in Boxburg, where I come from. but Bolito, that's the market. Yeah. Hey? I mean, it's really a drink for those that have arrived.
And nice for winter. Yeah. Great. Great for winter.
Beautiful for winter.
And Tops Lifestyles really supported us as well. We're doing lovely tastings. So the people that...
Are you doing tastings? I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so I understand like 500 Rand or 600 Rand for a bottle and 800 Rand for a bottle is quite a lot to ask for a consumer if they haven't tasted it. Mm. So we're doing lovely tastings now between 4 and 6. You can come and taste Bamboo Original. You can come
today.
Right
now.
And then if you buy a bottle of Bamboo, there's some hats and some keychains and some hoodies and everything that we can give away. So a little bit more of that extra thing. So
today is the day.
Yeah.
If you are keen to experience something special, well, pop along to Tops at Lifestyle till 6 o'clock this evening.
That's correct. And then we're also doing tastings right through the month of June as well. June. So
the whole way through.
Yes.
Extraordinary. So. And there are a few competitions. Well, there's certainly one competition on the go.
There is, Dave. We still have our Ruku gin and Tokai whiskey competition. So there you can stand a chance to win yourself a nice branded Smeg fridge and a Feel bar valued at 35,000. That's 35,000 rounds. A lot of money.
It's a great prize.
It's a great prize. And all you have to do is purchase either the Ruku gin or the Sunday Tree Week, the Tokai Whiskey. Write your name and phone number on the back of the till slip and place it in the entry box behind our till points. And you're in to win. Don't forget, now the competition finishes on the 9th of June.
Okay.
So we've got a couple of weeks still to go
for
that one there.
So many good reasons to pay a visit to Tops at Lifestyle right now. Mm.
Yeah, and it's Whiskey Week, if I'm not correct, if I'm not mistaken.
It is as well, yes. That's correct, yes.
Okay, well, we don't stand a chance. lovely.
And then, sorry, Dave, just to cut in there. And then we'll also be doing our wine tasting Saturday and Sunday as well, between 12 and 2 on both days. And this week, we've done rum this week, so what we should have been doing was our Stellenzicht or Stellenbosch Cab Sav 2020. From Neil Ellis.
So that's going to be on Taster this weekend.
This weekend.
Between 12 and 2, Saturday, Sunday.
That's correct, yes.
Wonderful. Always a pleasure. The Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week today is something different. Bamboo Rum of the finest order. You will be able to taste it until 6 o'clock this evening at Tops at Lifestyle. And there's a couple of extra bits and pieces that if you buy a bottle, you'll be able to pick up as a souvenir. And no doubt... We are definitely going to be looking forward to more visits from J.P. Swanepoel from Pernod Ricard. Wonderful to meet you. Lovely to have you on
the
show.
Thank you so much and everything.
And all the best with the tasting and the promotion of the Bamboo, both the original and the XO. Go and explore at Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon, we'll catch up in a week's time.
Yes, Dave. Perfect.
Looking forward to that. And if you've only just tuned in and wondering what we're talking about, you can pick up the podcast, the catch-up of this entire excerpt on either the website lifeandstyle.fm or .co.za. Or you can go onto our Google, Apple App Store, Google Play Store, download the app, Life and Style, and you'll be able to pick it up on the afternoon show, just like that. And the afternoon show continues.